Hey, everybody, it's Kai Rizdahl. Thanks for downloading this episode of the Corner Office Podcast. If there is somebody in your life who has been in college of late, there's a good chance that person has heard of Chegg. They're a company known for college textbook rentals mostly, but also expanding into a whole lot more in the digital on-demand territory. Dan Rosenzweig is the CEO, has been since 2010. He helped the company go public a couple of years back and has ushered in a bit of a paradigm shift. We talked about a lot, Dan and I, including how he helped steer Chegg away from the textbook rental business and about the state of education in this country.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
Dan Rosenzweig, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
For the uninitiated, what do you guys do?
It's a great question. Right? What do we do?
You know.
So a lot of people say, I've never heard of Chegg.
Right.
And the good news is if their kids are in high school or college, they've all heard of Chegg since we have 84% name recognition on college campuses. What do? We look at the biggest problems that today's modern students are facing, and we try to solve them for them using the internet and technology. So pick the right school, pick the right classes, get your learning material for less. We invented the textbook rental model. We have homework help. We have tutors. We have math. We have writing. We have how to get an internship and now how to get a job. So we keep expanding by trying to focus on today's modern students and their needs.
Let me back you up for a minute to the textbook rental thing, because
sure.
That's what you did for a while.
Correct.
And then you, actually, as the guy running the shop, read the handwriting on the wall and said, Amazon's going to kill us on this textbook thing. We got to do something else.
Yeah. Mike Tyson has a great quote that says, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face.
That's right.
Well, we got a nice big punch. We went and did our IPO. We were in the quiet period and we had our first quarter that we were trying to perform. Amazon entered the textbook rental market to compete with us.
What's that like for a CEO when that happens? Because Amazon's doing it to everybody, right? They're in pharmaceuticals and groceries and...
Well, let's put it this way. It's not the most fun of times.
Yeah.
And so we sat down and we said, okay, well, they're here. We always knew we weren't going to stay in textbook rental forever anyway because we thought print was going to go away. Yeah. Shockingly, it's still around. But we thought, you know, there was a 3 to 5 year lifespan before everything went to e-textbooks. So we had been preparing anyway. But when that moment happened, we said, okay, who was screwed more than we were? And we said the bookstores. And we said, okay, they're no friends of ours. And then we said, what about the wholesalers and the distributors that sell to the bookstores? So we actually picked up the phone and cold called one of the biggest ones, Ingram. We articulated why we thought it would be better if we worked together.
Yeah.
And they said that might be a great idea. We both architected a deal that ultimately transformed the company from us being exclusively a textbook rental company where we had to buy the textbooks. So imagine the situation.
Store them, the whole deal, right?
Yeah, we had warehouses, but we had to use $120 million a year in cash just to buy textbooks to hopefully get a return 3 years later. Amazon comes in. They obviously have slightly more cash than we do.
A little bit.
I think Jeff Bezos made today more than our entire market cap is.
That's right.
So we just focused and we doubled down and we said, what's important to us? For Chegg to survive, we made the decision that we weren't going to worry about the financials. We were going to worry about our brand, our customer acquisition, our relationship with students, and building our audience base as big as we could, despite the losses, so that we could have a platform in which to build on top of. And that's ultimately what we did. And it was painful.
Yeah.
And it took 3 years in the public markets. I don't warmly recommend doing these transitions in the public markets 1 week after your IPO, but that's what we were faced with.
And you are now, in essence, an education software as service company. Is that fair?
I think it's a very fair description.
Business is also very, very good.
Yeah. We have a perspective that bet on the inevitable. And so the inevitable is more people are going to need to learn. More people are going to want to learn online. They're going to want to learn on demand. They're going to want to be able to make it affordable. They want the software to adapt to them, and they want to be able to personalize it in the way they learn best. And as long as we focus on those things and the big issues, we think that we can help students thrive. You know, business is good because we're executing well, have an extraordinary team, but also because the inevitable is, just look at the numbers. There are 20-some-odd million kids that go to college in the fall, higher education.
Yeah.
Of them, 43% of them are not going to graduate. They're going to leave school with $9,000 in debt.
Without a degree.
Without a degree. Those that do graduate will leave with $37,000 in debt. The modern-day student isn't the student that you and I may recall when we were growing up. Only 20% of the kids in this country go to four-year private institutions.
Yeah.
The rest are just getting by.
So is that the value proposition here, right? The value proposition is, listen, You need an education in this economy, and yes, it's going to be expensive, but it's different now, and we can help you with these services. Pay us whatever the fee is, right?
Yeah, well, we offer a lot of things for free, but yeah, that is the basic premise is this. Nobody's been helping you. The entire system has been designed for somebody other than you. The time that classes are scheduled are designed for the professors, not for a working student. The cost of the learning content was designed so that everybody could take a 30% margin three times, you know, the distributor, the wholesaler, right. the bookstore. What gets taught is based on the curriculum that a school can do based on the professors they have, which is very different than what you want to learn, what you need to learn, the time that you are available to learn it, and the price you can pay for it. And so, yes, we are here to support the modern day student.
If I'm, just to pick random examples, a junior in college, shall we say, or a senior in high school, what Chegg services am I going to use? What do I need?
If you are in high school and you are just trying to get through high school, because only 50% of students from high school go on to college, the rest try to go and find careers, you'd likely be using one of our writing services like EasyBib. We have about 30 million users over the course of a year that use our writing services. What does it do? Citations and bibliographies. We have about 1.4 billion citations already in it. And students use it to be able to cite the things they're supposed to cite. We save them a tremendous amount of time. So pretty much every high school student uses it.
Which is funny because back in our day when we were in school, you got beat into you the proper format for bibliography and how to cite and all of that stuff. And now we're using software to teach the kids that? Is that the deal?
We're using software to not only teach them, but to get it right. Because remember, when you and I went to school, and obviously this is a podcast, so even though we like to think we're 17 years old, we're slightly older than that, is, you know, you would go to the library and you'd get out the card and you'd reference a research paper. Right. Well, today, 80% of the things that are cited from the internet.
Online, yeah.
So there's no library to go to. But what's more important is we're able to use technology, including AI, to not only do citations and bibliographies, but to now teach you how to write. We're able to now, you download your paper, we'll read it with machines, we'll cite the things you tell us to cite, but now we'll identify the things that you should cite and we'll explain why. So we help you avoid plagiarizing by mistake. The second thing is there's only a fixed number of grammatical rules. We can read every sentence and identify your grammatical mistakes and tell you not only that it's a mistake, but why it's a mistake. So you can actually learn and then help you fix it. So everything we're doing is trying to use technology to its greatest advantage for the student at really low cost and sometimes for free.
Does it trouble you at all, granted that some of your services are free and you say they are low cost, does it trouble you at all that in an economy where student debt is like at $1.3 trillion or something, you're asking students and their parents to pay more?
Well, we're actually asking them to pay less because if you start with the textbook rental business, remember, because Chegg invented itself, because we created that whole model, the price of textbooks for the first time in history has come down. So now, when you used to pay $150 to $200 for a textbook, you could rent it from us from $32 is the average rental price for us. So we've saved you a tremendous amount of money. Now, our subscription services, which are as low as $9.95 for writing a month, $9.95 for math, a free Q&A network, which means you can ask any academic question you want. We will help you answer it in 4 hours.
Why even have to go to class, Dan? Come on.
Well, that's a different question. Well, unfortunately, a lot of the kids that we serve don't have the ability to do both. So imagine you're a student. You're going to a community college. Many of them actually go to two community colleges because they need to get programming scheduled when they can do it. You have a job. If the job is the same time as the class, which one are you going to use? And so in our case, we're here to supplement and help you master the subjects you're taking. We don't have our own curriculum, and so that's the difference.
The nut graph here really is it's not about the kids going to the four-year residential colleges, right? That's, I mean, you'll help those out, and those kids are going to be fine anyway, right?
That's correct.
It's for the lady working two jobs and trying to squeeze in class at a community college or whatever.
Think about it this way. You're correct. We're trying to reduce the cost, make it not only more affordable but more accessible and more relevant. Technology in every industry has been able to lower the cost, increase the diverse usage of who information is available to, personalize it and adapt it. The idea is to come in at your level, not to assume you're at a level. And then whatever level you're at, uplift you. Mm-hmm. Take you at least one level up. So the harder you're willing to work on yourself, the better Chegg works for you. Mm-hmm. So imagine you're somebody who is just stuck on one subject. You just need help. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Who do you go to? check. That's why we exist, because there are more students like that than there are the students that go to the four-year residential colleges and actually graduate in 4 years. That's a very small subset of America now. It's not fair.
Dan Rosenzweig, CEO at Chegg. Dan, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for listening. That was my conversation with Dan Rosenzweig, the CEO of Chegg. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Corner Office Podcast wherever you do get your podcast. While you're there, leave us a review. Tell us what you think. Share it with friends. If you like, the Corner Office Podcast was produced by Daisy Palacios. This one, with help from Sean McHenry. Marketplace is produced by Nancy Fargali. Sitar Nieves is the Executive Director of On Demand. Deborah Clark is the Senior Vice President and General Manager. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Another episode for you in a couple of weeks.